Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
The Dave Rothenberg Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Jordan Renat. How are you?
Good. What's going on? I mean, nicer day today. Not going to rain on us.
Kind of not great. Tomorrow's supposed to be
better than yesterday. Yesterday, the Giants in the middle of practice ran inside for their bubble, went back outside, and then had to run inside and cut practice short because the weather was coming through.
I hope it's not a microcosm of the season. Now, I don't know if you know this. You probably do because you're a man who's very knowledgeable about many things. Canty and I are going to be out at Giants camp on Monday from 10 to 3. Is there a palpable buzz among the particulars that we're going to be out there?
Oh, absolutely. They're looking forward to it. Even more you than Canty because he makes that puppet comment every time I come on.
Yeah, thank you. So you'll be out there. And you here's what I want from you. I mean, I imagine the Beckhams and the Elis and the Barkleys and the Snacks, Harrisons, and all those Atlanta Collins are gonna see us and want to just run towards the set and come on with us. If they don't, when you're over talking to them during the media veil, you say, "All right, Landon, let's go. I got guys for you to talk to."
You got it. Yeah, absolutely. I expect that to be. You're like magnets. You know, like the attraction is just, they see you and they just sort of float over there. They have to see what's going on, right? They're, whoa. Who are those two strikingly good-looking guys? I mean,
yes.
I'm really BSing. So, yeah.
You're very accurate in the way I think it plays out on Monday. All right, so I know you heard my concerns because you texted me as I was discussing it. I'm still
I missed the beginning, though. All I heard was you talking about Flowers.
I'm very concerned about Eric Flowers at right tackle, Jordan.
There. You know what? Here's what. I mean, it's early in camp. And anything that happens, I mean, Eli had a rough day yesterday. The offense in general had a rough day, aside from, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. doing what he does and in his first play catches a 50-yard pass. And you're like, okay, I think I've seen enough. But the offense had a rough day. And you don't get crazy because it's one day of training camp. It's the second practice they had, right? No big deal.
I'm not crazy off of Eric Flowers 2 days. I'm crazy off of Eric Flowers hasn't played well in years.
Well, I understand that. And here's my point. With the offensive line, it kind of reminded me, okay, this offensive line, first of all, it's a position where it takes time for these guys to gel, right? Usually, the real good offensive line units, it takes years. These are essentially five new guys, right? I'm certainly not making any excuses for Flowers. I'm just saying that the line in general, which to me yesterday had a pretty rough day, we have to remember this line isn't instantly going to be good. This is a process that they're going through here, and this is going to take time. And Eric Flowers is obviously the biggest concern. I'm not sold in any way, shape, or form that he's a starting caliber player in the NFL, at least one that you really want to start. You know, it's not just the pass blocking. He's never been a great run blocker either, right? So it's like, well, what does he really do well? And why
he doesn't do anything well.
To the right side, yeah. And why all of a sudden when he moves to the right side, is he going to be good? I don't see it.
You know what? I'll tell you why it is. I agree with you wholeheartedly, but I'll tell you why it is. Because people think that left side is so unbelievably difficult, which it is. The right side is much easier, which it is. And this is still a big human being and was still a top 10 pick. So, you know what? We throw him there and he's fine. But I just think that's a big mistake. And you say, this is going to take time. Jordan, they don't have time for this to take. Those first seven games are brutal. And you get the toughest defense in football week one. Then you go to Dallas week two. Then you go J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney week three. You know, merciless as well. It may take time to develop. I don't know that they have time for this offensive line to really take time and develop.
I mean, that's fair, but that's why this is a project. I mean, they had an overhaul that needed to be done this offseason with the offensive line and really with part of the roster. I mean, their depth on the roster wasn't good. We all know that. It's still probably not up to par of what the Giants would like it or what anybody would like it. So I don't know. There's no magic answer to it. I don't know. Maybe they can hide it for a few games. Maybe Pat Shurmur can scheme around it. I think that's the one positive. And you look at Eric Flowers, and I'm not saying Flowers is going to be good, certainly, but the one positive is, okay, at least we know we have a serviceable capable left tackle, right?
Yes, correct.
So now maybe we could scheme and we can concentrate on helping the other side. There's no need to worry about both sides, right? So maybe we only have half the problem now. I think that is maybe, I mean, we're really skirting for reasons.
No, you are. I'm very upset about the right tackle spot. You're skirting for answers.
I'm just saying, this is the Giants' optimism. I mean, they're day two of training camp. You got to hope that there's ways that they can work around these things, right? My biggest concern is that, okay, let's say they say, well, Eric Flowers certainly can't play right tackle. What do they really have behind Eric Flowers? They don't even have a Marshall Newhouse type, like that veteran swing tackle. So to me, yeah, that is one of the biggest concerns on this team. Pass rush was right up there with it. I think Connor Barwin a little bit helps that. You know what I mean? Helps you sleep a little better and feel better about that. He's a guy at least who actually had a double-digit sack season. You know, he actually has more than – this is an amazing stat. Before they signed Connor Barwin,
they had one guy with over five sacks in a season.
Another guy on the team, 3.5, and it was Landon Collins. Was the best season of any other guy in regards to sacks on the roster.
All right, let me get back. Jordan Renan joining us on a Saturday. Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. How locked in is Flowers at right tackle? Like, is there a chance that he's just bad and Wheeler gets a shot? I mean, they're going to, I imagine, scour the waiver wire. Like, is this absolutely his job, or would you be not at all surprised if he was not the starting right tackle week one?
I think it could reach a point where if he doesn't play well this summer, that Chad Wheeler certainly gets a chance. I think that's completely reasonable possibility here, depending on how the summer plays. I mean, he's not guaranteed anything. The people who drafted him are gone, right? They're just the reason Eric Flowers is on the roster right now, Dave, is because his contract is guaranteed, right?
Yeah.
He has that rookie contract. He's still on that rookie deal. So the contract is guaranteed. So if they got rid of him, they were basically going to eat the contract. They'd eat the money anyway. So they said, hey, all right, he was a first-round talent, at least in the previous regimes. He was a significant talent. Let's just at least try him at right tackle before we move on from him. If his name was Joe Schmo and he was a fifth-round pick, with what happened in the past, including in the locker room and, you know, the whole end of last season.
Well, he would be on his way out along with Bobby Hart.
He would have been gone. He would be Bobby Hart. But instead, he's Eric Flowers because he was the first-round pick. And they have to pay him. So let's try it. Let's see if we can maybe get something out of him at right tackle. And that's what they're doing right now. And I think it's a process that'll last throughout the summer, but guaranteed nothing in my mind.
All right, let's get to – give me some positivity. Beckham has looked sensational, right? How is Barkley look? Give us some things that we can be excited about with the Giants.
Odell Beckham Jr. is on the field. He's running routes. He's playing in live drills, which I think is surprising to many of us, me particularly. I know you and Canty also are probably very surprised after the conversations we've had over the last 6 months. I mean, he's putting a lot at risk by going out there in live drills, right? I mean, there was one yesterday where he went underneath and he bumped into a guy, got his feet tangled, and went to the ground. Like, that's, you know, that's a risky proposition for a guy who has 60 plus million guaranteed at stake. But you can see that he's the best player on the field already. I mean, his first play yesterday, it took one play for him to beat his guy, go down the field, and catch a 50-60-yard pass. And it was a great catch, fingertips, everything. I mean, he looks like Odell Beckham Jr., and you could tell that he is just the dynamic player that he was before he broke his ankle. So I think there's a lot of positives there. That whole contract thing is trending in the right direction now.
Right.
The Giants say they're going to talk to him soon, and that's going to happen. He's doing everything that's asked of him, and there's a lot of positives there. And then you have Saquon Barkley, Sterling Shepard, I mean, Evan Ingram. These guys all look pretty good. Obviously, we're 2 days in, but they have weapons, and you could see that at practice. So I think that's what you could hang your hat on and rely on. And one last thing. The defense yesterday looked tremendous. I mean, James Betcher's defense, and this is what he's known for, is bringing pressure and bringing it from a lot of different places. And there's no sacks in practice, right? Because there's no real hitting. So you basically run after the quarterback, and then you hold up when you get anywhere near it, and then the quarterback runs around and eventually throws the ball. But, I mean, there probably would have been like 7-8 sacks yesterday in practice from that defense.
You always feel good about that, and then you think to yourself, well, they're getting past our guys, so what really is the answer you're looking for? Go ahead.
Second-string offensive lineman, you also have to take into consideration. Think about it. Backup defensive ends are guys who basically are part of the rotation and play, and they're pass rush specialists with the first team, right? And they go against second-team offensive linemen who a lot of them really can't play. Most of them don't make the roster. I mean, the second-team left tackle is a guy named Nick Becton. You know, so they have a lot of second-string defensive ends or outside linebackers that they are now for the Giants. They have a lot of success, and that's part of the reason why the pressure always seems to be on quarterbacks in these kind of settings.
Give us a couple names, Jordan, that we should kind of keep our ears open for this preseason. Not Barkley, not Beckham, the guys who you've seen that the Giants are really intrigued by that have a chance to make some noise on this team.
Yeah, B.J. Goodson's obviously one. You know, he's been injured a bunch up and down, but he's a guy who's pretty much, if he can stay healthy, is going to be penciled into that middle linebacker spot next to Alec Ogletree, who they traded for. And he's a guy that they like, and they could see being a good, quality, successful player. The secondary, Curtis Riley is a guy that they seem to like at safety. There's a big competition for that free safety job that's up for grabs, but Curtis Riley is the name to watch. Most Giants fans probably never even heard of Curtis Riley, right? He came from the Tennessee Titans, never really did much there, but he's a guy that's in that mix for that starting safety job right now. So Dante Dion, I wouldn't be surprised if you tell me Dante Dion is their starting nickel cornerback this year. I mean, he's a guy that's been around for a couple of years, really hasn't played a ton, but that's a name that I would definitely watch. And on offense, you know all the big names. I think we basically know all the big names.
Is Latimer
going
to be the third receiver?
Right now he's the leader in the clubhouse, but I'll be honest, I'm not really that impressed with it. Every time I turn around, he seems to drop a pass, in practice. So what did he do in his 4 years in Denver, right?
Well, he's a special teams guy, right? That's why they brought him in?
I'm talking about offense.
Right.
The coach likes him. The wide receivers coach was his wide receivers coach in Denver. They like this potential. He actually, last year was his most productive season. So I think they see something there. But, I mean, I'm not sold yet. Maybe I will be. I mean, he definitely has skills, but I'm not sure who's going to win that spot, to be honest with you.
Well, who's he realistically up against that could win it from him?
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. There's not a ton of guys.
There's not Murderer's Row behind him.
Yeah, Hunter Sharp. I think Russell Shepard is the guy who's eventually going to make some noise. He's actually a guy that you know.
Is that the old Panthers?
He's an NFL player, and he has played in Carolina.
Yeah.
And he was a Dave Gettleman guy, right? And so he's obviously one of the guys that this regime thought enough of to bring in this offseason. And he's had at least a decent season in the NFL. So if I had to, guess which of those other receivers, not named Beckham, Shepard, or Ingram are going to have the most catches, I might bet on Russell Shepard.
Well, you know what? They got a lot of talent besides that third wide receiver, so I think that they'll wind up being okay no matter who it's going to be. All right, Jordan, listen.
Yeah,
have
that
a great
third wide
weekend.
Receivers are going to catch 60 passes, right? I mean,
well, that the third wide receiver?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to do nothing.
Behind Shepard and Beckham.
Yeah, you got Shepard, you got Beckham, you got Ingram, who's really like a glorified wide receiver, and you got Barkley.
How many passes is that guy going to catch?
60 to me is a high number.
Yeah, like I said, there's no way he's going to catch 60.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you probably get, you get 34 catches from the third receiver?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, who was the third receiver on the Minnesota Vikings last year, right? They had Thielen, Diggs, and then their tight end Rudolph, and they were throwing the ball out before he got injured to Dalvin Cook. And
McKinnon came in and caught a lot of passes as well.
Yeah. Their third wide receiver, by the way, I think it was Jarius Wright. And so
right.
He played in the slot. No, you never heard of him. I think that's sort of what the Giants' third receiver is going to be like.
All right, Jordan, listen, have a great weekend. I'm going to see you bright and early Monday morning, Giants camp, and I look forward to it.
I'll be here. Tell me, what are you looking forward to, Dave? What do you want to see?
I want to see health. Health's the biggest thing to me. I want to see I want to leave there feeling like team chemistry is at a high level, because that was to me the thing last year. And I think that you're not going to see that on the field during preseason, but to kind of feel that as you go to camp, as someone that's going to be able to see the intricacies of what's going on, that's what I want to see. Team chemistry.
Well, I'll leave you with this. Dave Gettleman yesterday when he spoke, by the way, cancer free. Good news. Great. Gotta like him to hear that. He added a little comment right at the end about Connor Barwin, about why they signed him, and he said he wanted to add one more of those veterans to the room. And I think that goes right along with what you said there about camaraderie and being a much closer unit.
Hopefully this is a much better team, because I don't know that I can live through another 3-13 season. Jordan, I appreciate it. I will see you Monday morning. Have a great weekend, bud.
See you, Dave. Enjoy.
The Dave Rothenberg Show on 98.7 ESPN.